Hi, this is Chris Dare, creator of the 250th Fox. People have been starting to offer to help out in lots of ways on the podcast, but I would always love for more people to be involved. If you can help in any way, like music, sound effects, script ideas, voice acting, artwork, or anything else you can think of, you can contact me at cd9114a@gmail.com. The Emperor himself would thank you, if he could talk. But for now, sit back, relax, enjoy the 250th Vox, and thank you for listening. Start Vox Log 4. This is Guardsman Yori, 5th Company, 3rd Platoon, 4th Squad of the Elysian 250th Drop Troop Regiment. We're starting to get close to Varun, so today marked the beginning of the inter-squad tournament. We got our first matchup, which was, of course, against the 3rd Squad. After the execution of Sergeant Drelin, Corporal Turlock took his place as Sergeant, and one of the Guardsmen named Malf took over as Corporal 4. After that, they pulled up some guy from the reserves who's a little too eager to prove to them that he can fight in the drop troops. We got set up above the mock battlefield and dropped in like before, but this time there was no incoming fire. We activated our grav chutes and landed, and headed to the best position we could find. Got up on top of a hill with some vision all around us, and we were searching for the 3rd Squad. Then Volton told us to remember the last fight against the 3rd Squad. How we'd been dropped in after they got into position, and he said the roles might have been reversed this time. We looked up and sure enough, the ceiling was opening up as the 3rd Squad prepared to drop in. Shornak told us to hold fire until his order, and to aim for their sergeant if we could. She was the only one in their squad who had any experience leading, with Corporal Malf just getting his position. When they activated their grav chutes, he gave us the order and we fired with everything we had. They started returning fire pretty quick, but we managed to get three of them before they even landed. Once they were out of sight, Shornak split us up into two combat squads. One, which he called the Anvil, consisted of Corporal Volton, Box Officer Jomel, and Guardsmen Walfo, Gill, and Holp. They were supposed to find the enemy squad and face him head-on, creating a distraction for us. Shornak called us the Hammer, and it was him, you, Norrell, Cobol, and me. We followed behind the Anvil at a distance, and waited to hear the sounds of gunfire as they made contact with the 3rd Squad. We had been able to see where they landed, and it was only a matter of time before we ran into them. Sure enough, Volton spotted them, and he gave the order to open fire. 3rd Squad moved into cover and returned everything that they had, pinning the Anvil into place. They were outnumbered, and Shornak told us we had to move fast. We ran as quickly as we could around the edge of the firefight, trying to remain out of view. By the time we got around them, we were already told that Walfo and Gil had gone down, but they'd taken one of them with them. Shornak looked at each one of us and nodded, telling us it was time to get even with the 3rd Squad. We stalked forward through the brush, getting as close as we could to their position without being seen. Finally, Shornak told us to hold. We could see the 3rd Squad pinning the Anvil into position. He went on to the squad channel and told Volton to start charging. As we opened fire into their unprotected backs, Volton, Jomel, and Holp jumped from their cover and rushed through no man's land towards their position. The 3rd Squad absolutely fell apart. Some of them tried to turn and fire at us, some of them tried to take out the Anvil as they pushed forward. A couple even tried running to find a new position. You and I made sure none of them got to better cover as Shornak led Norrell and Cobol forward to crush the rest between the Hammer and the Anvil. This was the first time I think I saw Jomel really find his courage. He ran forward with Holt, firing away, but for once not worrying about what was going to happen to him. Their Vox officer ran at him, his knife was raised. Before he could reach him, Holp tackled him to the ground and was pounding away at his face. Now, their Vox officer, Cleave, was what some might call picture-perfect. I mean, he looked like the guardsman they put on the recruitment posters. This overly attractive face, perfect muscular body, women probably falling for him left and right. I mean, the dude's a prick, too. Well, Holp really messed up his face, broke his nose, blacked his eyes. By the time he got off him and ran to the next enemy he could find, Cleave didn't even look like the same person. Jomo walked up to him and leveled his pistol at him. Hope hadn't put him down yet. Before Jomo fired, Cleve managed to sneer out that next time his bodyguard wasn't going to be around. Jomo shut him up real quick and kept pushing forward, finding the next member of the third squad to take out. It didn't take long for us to have the rest of their squad taken down, except for just Sergeant Turlock, who was on the ground with only one working arm and one working leg. Her last pistol was just out of reach, and she was swinging wildly around with her chainsword at the rest of us who had her surrounded. Sergeant Shornack walked up to her, and the rest of us backed away, waiting for what Shornack had to say. He didn't gloat or tell her to admit defeat. He told her that she fought well, that she had been disadvantaged because of what happened with Dreelin. He told her that he looked forward to fighting beside her against the orcs, raised his last pistol, and fired. We'd won our first fight in the inter-squad tournament, and Shornack told us to meet him at the canteen to celebrate. So Norrell and I met the sergeant there, and we're sitting around drinking, and more of the squad shows up and joins us. It finally felt like we were a real unit, you know? We laughed and drank and just enjoyed being with each other. But, of course, things couldn't go perfectly. About half an hour after Shornack told us to meet him there, we realized that Jomo still wasn't here with us. Gil said he probably couldn't hold his liquor and didn't want to embarrass himself, which got a few laughs, but I knew he would have wanted to be here. Then I remembered what Cleve had told him during the fight, that next time Hope wasn't going to be there to protect him. By the time I began piecing it all together, one of the members of Third Squad ran up to us. She was out of breath. Guardsman Cosley was probably the only member of 3rd Squad who wasn't a massive prick, and I could tell she was really upset about something. I asked what was wrong, and she said that Cleve had lost it after getting beaten and having his face messed up like that. And he had gotten a few of the members of the squad together to beat the shit out of Jomo. We ran out of the canteen as fast as we could, following Cosley to their squad's bunk room. She opened the door and stepped out of view as we ran in to see Jomo curled up on the ground, some of the members of 3rd Squad around him, kicking him. Corporal Mouth stepped forward as he noticed us, with the twin Waltons in front of him. He laughed at us, and he asked if we were coming up to pick our sniveling worm up. Hulp stalked forward. He didn't say a word. He was pissed. He'd been getting really close to Jomo lately, and we had no idea how far this was going to push him. Shrenak called his name, and I half expected Hulp to ignore him. He slowly turned around and asked what the sergeant wanted. Shornack just told him not to hurt him too badly, because they were still our allies, and on the real battlefield, we had a real enemy to face. Then he stormed off looking for Sergeant Turlock. You, Cadet Commissar, went with him, leaving just the grunts and the corporals. Hulk turned back around and kept walking forward, the rest of us behind him. We had his back in anything. He pointed to one of the Walton twins, and Gil jogged up next to him. As one, they dove forward, tackling the twins to the ground and starting a brawl. Corporal Volton sprinted forward and laid a heavy right fist into Mouth's skull, sending him reeling backwards. While everything had been going down, Cleve still hadn't stopped kicking Jomo. He wanted someone to pay for what had happened to his face. Goble and I ran through the brawl to reach him, but those two girls who followed him everywhere came out of the woodwork and jumped us. Wendell literally jumped Goble. She wrapped her arms around her neck and her legs around her waist. Prosy stuck her leg out and tripped me, and before I could struggle to my feet, she was on top of me, launching a whirlwind of blows at my head and chest. Noel ran by me and kicked her off as he passed, on his way to Cleve with Waffle close behind. Cleve stepped away from Jomel's beaten body, guardsmen Bully and Noltley, the one they pulled up from the reserves at his back. Before Prosy could get back up, I rolled on top of her and I dropped a few fists into her. I jumped off and she rolled groggily to her side. She wasn't getting up anytime soon. I ran to Coble but stopped and watched as she reached behind her, grabbed Wendell by her hair, and pulled her forward head over heels to smash her into the ground. I looked at her wide-eyed, almost scared, but she asked what I was staring at. We had our nerd to save. I turned around to see what was going on in the rest of the fight. I saw Gil getting absolutely beaten into the ground by one of the Waltons, while Hope and the other rolled around, each trying to get the upper hand. Volton was running for Malph's unconscious form to help Gil. I turned to see Norrell slowly backing away from Cleve and Noltley, while Waffle stood his ground against Bully. Just as he was about to throw a blow, Kobo ran in, tackling him to the ground. As she smashed him to the deck, she turned to Waffle and told him to check on Jomo, and that she had this under control. I ran up to stand beside Norrell, and he turned and grinned at me. He asked what took me so long. The two of us charged Cleve and Noltley together, and Noltley started to look like he wasn't so sure about what he was doing anymore. Neural noticed this as he swung at him and tried to appeal to his more human side as his fist smashed against his kidneys. He asked if he really thought he was on the right side, if he was really doing the right thing. Cleef told him to shut up as I barely ducked beneath the fist he swung at my skull. He told Nolte to focus on beating the shit out of that prick in front of him. I told him that he was at least right about Neural being a prick, and Nolte tried his best to choke down a laugh. Cleef glared at him, and his eyes shot daggers at Neural, who looked back and just blew a kiss. Cleef stepped back from me for a second and pinched the bridge of his healing nose. After a couple moments of just standing there, he let out a quick breath and told Nolte to stop. He looked at the rest of the squad and roared over the sound of the melee to stop the fighting. Bolton ordered the fourth squad to hold back as well. Hope looked at him with confusion written on his face, but Bolton nodded and Hope slowly stepped away from the Walton twin he had been trying to mash to a pulp mere seconds ago. Cleve looked out over the squads and told us, yeah, he'd fucked up. He said he shouldn't have tried starting something within the regiment and that it wasn't going to fix anything. His eyes slowly glazed over to Jomel, but he never apologized. Bolton called the rest of the squad back and we carried those who were having a little trouble walking. He said he knew he wasn't going to get an apology from someone like Cleve, but the intention was there. He told him he looked forward to fighting beside him on the battlefield and turned to the door. He was about to open it, but someone did it from the other side. As the door slid open, the form of 5th Company, 3rd Platoon's Lieutenant Tear came into view with our sergeants behind him, looking ashamed at the ground. He was not happy. He's actually talking with the sergeants right now about how we're going to fix this issue, especially with us being so close to deployment. I feel like we're going to be in some real tough shit. You're still hoping we even make it to Varun alive. I don't blame you for not joining that fight. It was stupid of us. But I'm out. Guardsman Yuri signing off, and Voxlog 4.